IELTS Listening. Official Practice Materials 2. You will hear a number of different recordings and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four sections. Write all your answers in the listening question booklet. At the end of the real test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to section 1 on page 2 of your question booklet. Section 1. You will hear a conversation between a customer and a booking officer at a theatre. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 4 on page 2. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello, Theatre Royal Plymouth?
Oh, hello. I'd like to make a booking, please.
Yes. What is it you want to see?
The Impostor.
Right.
The man wants to see The Impostor, so Impostor has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 4.
Hello, Theatre Royal Plymouth?
Oh, hello. I'd like to make a booking, please.
Yes. What is it you want to see?
The Impostor.
Right. And which day did you want to come?
Friday the 25th.
Just a moment and I'll check availability on the computer. Oh, sorry, we're fully booked for that performance.
Oh dear, what about the following day then?
The 26th? Yes, that's okay. We've got two performances on that day, one at 3:30 and one at 7. Which would you prefer?
Oh, the later one, please.
Mm-hmm. How many people?
Well, there are four of us.
Are there any concessions? Any children?
Oh, I'm not sure. My daughters are 15 and 12. Do they get concessions?
Only the 12-year-old, I'm afraid. So that's one child and three adults. Any idea where you'd like to sit? Stalls or circle? Tickets for the stalls are a bit more expensive. £12 for adults and £8.50 for children. The circle costs £10.50 and £6.50.
Do you get a good view from the circle?
Oh, yes. And in fact, we've got some seats left at the front, if you'd like those.
Right. We'll go for those, then.
Right. That's seats A21 to 24, then. They're very good seats.
That sounds fine.
So let's see. That comes to £38 altogether for the tickets. How do you want to collect them? Shall I put them in the post? They'd be sent today by first-class mail and there'd be an additional charge of £1 to cover postage and administration. Or do you want to get them from the box office yourself?
Oh, yes. Could you send them, please?
No problem. That'll be £39 altogether.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 5 to 10. On page 2. Now listen and answer questions 5 to 10.
Could I just take your card details? What kind of card is it? Visa? Switch?
MasterCard.
OK. And the number?
It's 3290-5876-4401-2899.
2899. OK. And the name on the card, please?
It's Mr. J. Whitton. W-H-I-T-T-O-N.
N for never or M for mother?
N for never.
Thank you. And now I've nearly finished, but I just need your address and postcode.
Yes, it's 42 South Street.
OK. Is that Plymouth?
London.
And the postcode?
It's SW25GE.
That's fine then. The ticket should be with you tomorrow. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Yes, I was wondering if I could get regular information about what's on.
Certainly, I can just add your name to our mailing list. Would that be okay?
That would be very good. Yes, please. Oh, and there is something else, sorry. One of our group is hard of hearing, and I've heard that you can supply special headphones.
That's right. As long as you tell us in advance, we can always do that. I'll book those for you now, and you can just collect them from the box office before the show.
Thanks very much for your help.
No problem. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers.